Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thank you. Come on, Uncle Jim, the party's starting. Hear that music?
All right, it's Day Player here on 720 WGN. Kevin Matthews, of course, is radio royalty. His new project is Elevator A Go-Go, and Broken Mary is coming back to Chicagoland this weekend. Jim Short's Pigskin Picks are back, baby. And to talk about it all is my buddy Kevin Matthews. Welcome in, my friend.
Hey, Dave. How are you in Chicago? I miss you.
I miss you, too. You know, how's the summer treated you, man? Did you feel like you got back to a little normal?
Yeah, I think I did. Pretty. I had a wonderful, honestly, what a beautiful summer weather-wise. So, yeah, it's been busy, but all real good. Everything's good.
Here's what really killed me tonight. It was like 10 to 7, and the sun was dropping already. It's like, oh, man, not ready for that yet, right?
Not, and especially in Chicago, because we get nailed with it's getting dark at 3 o'clock because of the, you know, the time zone. And it's just, it's so sad.
Well, Kev, I must say, and I mean this from my heart, is it wrong for two grown men to spend some quality time together?
No, not at all. Not on a fall night, some cider, donuts, a nice fire, and, well, you could just talk about some the White Sox.
Pumpkin lattes.
Yes, and a nice big sweater, and yes. Not at all.
You have a very cool project. Before we get to your time in Chicago here and stuff, you got a very cool project called Elevator A Go-Go, and that has been gaining some serious steam. And I love this because, you know, unless you're going into a club, you know, by yourself or with friends or whatever and listening to some new artist, there's not really a place for that anymore. Like, you'd catch a little bit of that on MTV, maybe on some variety shows and stuff. There's just no forum for that, and you've created that with this new website.
Well, what it is I've loved music all my life, and I'm a big fan of if you love music, where can you go and watch up and coming music?
Right.
Sure. And there's platforms. There's like Jam in the Van or Tiny Desk over at the NPR. And what we decided to do is we've got a beautiful facility for high def videotaping bands and great audio. And so it's a platform. Bands will come in and we capture them performing live. And then they're able to use it on their social platforms. And it's just it's a great way to really discover all these bands. And so and I'm looking constantly, and I'm really wanting Chicago. Who are you listening to, watching, and have that band contact me through elevatoragogo.com, and we have them come over. And Dave, what we're trying to do is there's so many great bands that are on the verge of breaking, and I don't care what style it is, we'll look at everything. But if you're like a restaurant, for example, a restaurateur, and you're trying to get like a beard award, you hire a beard chef to come in and put you over the top. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. We will give an act with original music about $18,000 in high-def video in still photography that they can take to a potential label or whatever, and it really, really helps them. And we don't charge them anything.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's very cool. And of course, you said, you know, you can see some of the bands and on Facebook as well. But the bands you can tell on elevatorgogo.com. You can see some of the ones that are featured on there. But what you're saying is anyone in Chicago who's got a band that you really want to showcase and let the world know about and be a candidate to be on Elevator A Go-Go, just go to elevatorgogo.com.
That's exactly what we're doing. So that's what we are doing. At Elevator A Go-Go, and we're looking at acts all over the country and actually overseas too. But I've always got a love for Chicago and the music that has been just so deep roots, jazz, blues. Look at Chess Records. Look at, I mean, the music that has been established out of Illinois has been really great, and I want to keep it going.
No question. No question. Speaking of Chicago, you're back. So the book Broken Mary, which was a huge bestseller for you, great story really about your life and career and some life-changing moments for you. You're back in Chicago in Evergreen Park on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, Dave, I had never in my life ever thought I would be doing this. And then 11 years ago, it just, my life changed. And Broken Mary is such a beautiful story. And now it's being recognized all over the world, and I speak all over the country, and it's a beautiful story of hope, and it deals, the backbone is the mother of Christ, Mary. And this is such an appropriate time to be doing this because we are so broken as a world, but there is hope. And I am going to be Sunday at noon. I'm speaking at St. Bernadette Parish, and that's on South Francisco Avenue. And that is over in Evergreen Park. And it's free. Come on in, and I speak, and then you can go watch the Bears.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Take on the Bengals.
Exactly, which we're going to talk about next, because you got some great, there's some great video with Jim Shorts that's happening right now, and it's his pigskin pics that he did back in the day, but these videos are absolutely hysterical. And we're going to talk about that with Kevin Matthews right after this on 720 WGN.
Here's Larry.
Hey, you guys, how you doing?
Hi, Mr. Ward.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Jimmy.
How are you?
Good. You guys sound great today.
God, thanks.
You kill me, Jimmy. You're a funny guy.
Oh. What? What do you mean, the way I talk? What?
No, that story you told, it's funny. You know, you're a funny guy.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Jimmy, he didn't mean anything by
it. Nah, Bisbee, he's a big boy. He knows what he said. What do you say funny how?
Well, just...
What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, let me understand you, maybe it's me. I'm a little f***ed up, maybe. I'm funny how? I mean, I'm funny like a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to f***ing amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Just, you know, how you tell a
story. No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. What the f*** am I funny? What the f*** is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Get the f***
get out of here, you mother! I almost had him. Yeah, I almost had you. You stuttering.
All right, Dave Blair back with you on 720 WGN. We're talking to radio legend Kevin Matthews. Kev, I've got a real idiot on the phone that wants some airtime. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I understand you've got a hookup. Jim's at his home, his parents' old house, the house that he was raised in Fort Wayne.
Oh.
Which is, I'd never seen it until I saw the animation that I saw
of
Jim picking the picks. And so it's
I saw that this week. Jimmy, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, and by the way, tell your boss at WGN I'm going to be on every week now. Uh-huh. I want to be paid in bitcoins.
Okay. Wow. I don't think we do
bitcoins.
That. No, we don't do that. Well, no. Yeah, we could talk about every week, but we'll just throw you some, I don't know, some raw fish or something.
You pay me in bitcoin. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Burn the place down.
Okay. I'm sure you will.
I will.
So let me tell you about this, folks. It is really entertaining. It is, it's Jimmy's Pigskin Picks, and you can see it on Kevin Matthews' Facebook page. But where else can you find this, Jimmy?
On
MySpace.
Well, hopefully, you can find it at WGN on your radio page if you put it up.
It's on my Dave Plyer Show WGN Facebook page, so you can catch it there if you like. But these are the weekly videos. Very entertaining, despite you being in every one of them. But here's the question that I have for this week is like, okay, so what did we learn from last week's game, Jimmy? Like, what did you walk away from it? At the very least in the loss, what did we learn about what we need to do this week?
How about that? Matt Nagy should have been fired 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I learned that again 5-10 minutes into the game. He's pulling out quarterbacks, putting this in, this quarterback, that quarterback. You know what? Just, you got a great quarterback. Play Fields. Just play him. But he's going to be mentally messed up like Trubisky. And I'm telling you, the Bears better win at home, and I got them. I'm taking -3, the Bears beating the Bengals. Otherwise, it's over. I think he'll get fired in this season, and he should.
But he's going to play both quarterbacks, it sounds like, you know, for as long as we know.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I have
Why
no
do
idea.
You do that? Why do you do that? It's just sickening. I just watch it, and it's just sickening. You got two great quarterbacks, and you're playing them back and forth, back and forth. Yeah, I just quit calling the plays, too. Okay, why don't you just stay home? Just stay home. Yeah. Or go up in a box and eat hot dogs and get drunk. Don't have anything to do with a game. That's what I wish Nagy would do, is just go get drunk.
Okay, so Nagy, he had a breakout season in 2018, as you said, 3 years ago. Okay, his first...
Yeah, so did I. I won a spelling bee in sixth grade, okay? But that was years ago. Who cares? It's 2021.
Yeah. Well, since then, he's recorded 2-8-8 seasons. I mean, the offensive scheme looks dysfunctional, despite a fourth year in practice.
Didn't do anything during football in the summer. They don't know nobody in the NFL. Look at Aaron Rodgers, you idiot.
Yeah,
it's just the whole football league is, and the whole division. They all lost this week,
So let me ask you this: like, what teams nationally? What NFL teams are getting you excited? If it's not the Bears, then it's not anybody in the league.
Hey, tell me Brady could put another ring, like he's run out of fingers. and you got Brady, and I like the Saints look good. Mm-hmm. Kansas looks good. There's just some really great teams this year, but I still think Brady and Kansas City and the Saints, those three teams, I'll go right there. Brady's the guy to beat. And Aaron Rodgers, you see him? He looked like he's smoking meth.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that?
He looks, I don't know. Like he's, it was a poor performance.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Or Breaking Bad. And he just...
He was supposed to leave last season. I thought he was going to be gone for this season, quite frankly. So maybe he stayed one or two seasons too long. I agree with you 1,000%.
He really wanted to audition for the Saints quarterback this past week, but he blew it. And it just, he's a mess. He's an absolute mess.
All right, you're talking about Fields. Andy Dalton is facing his former team, this week. You know, would that light a fire, you think? You know, because he might be.
Yeah, it should. It should. Look at Trubisky. He comes back for Buffalo and just blows Soldier Field up.
Yeah.
And I would play him. That's the quarterback this week.
For this game.
None of this back and forth stuff. He better win.
Yeah.
But I got a lot of money on this. I got 3 Bitcoins on this.
Is that true? Wow. That's pretty
crazy.
That's
a lot.
That's
my partner over in China.
Okay, good for you.
I've got partners in China now. I might become Chinese.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, what's going on at the casino, by the way?
My casino, everybody on Beaver Island, it's on an Indian reservation. Come on up. Yeah. I'm telling you, keep the kids at home. No kids allowed.
Oh.
And we got, it's great gambling and honeymoon suite trailers are really nice. We got medical meth.
Oh.
And just come on up and get ready, too, on Thanksgiving. We're taking reservations. We're bringing Carrot Top back.
Good for a whole weekend, huh? Black Friday, everything. Yeah. That's great. Here's the funny thing. You never shut down during COVID. You kept all the buffets open.
No, not at all. No, we're on a reservation. I got COVID 13 times. I'm fine. And this is a bunch of crap, too. You don't have to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
You just do whatever you want.
But you got
That's the way America should be.
But you got it 13 times. Has it affected you in any way?
I give the antibodies. I give that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I go up to Canada and give a bunch of Canadians my antibodies.
So in this video, this week's Pigskin Picks that we were talking about with Jimmy Shorts, you're in your parents' your childhood home. Is that where that's located?
Yes.
Kind of in a bunker, it almost looks like.
Yeah, and I have a special guest staying down in my basement. You should all tune in and watch.
I won't give it away. I will not give it away.
Please watch. And you can see it on Kevin Matthews on Facebook or I don't know. I need some help. I'd like it to get on WGN TV. I'm trying to get through to Robin Baumgarten, but she doesn't speak to me anymore.
No.
Jeff Hoover's an idiot. So I'm trying to get a hold of Larry Potash.
Yeah. You know, Robin, it's just because of the restraining order. That's number one.
She wants me.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. But Hoover, you know what? I might see him next week. I'm gonna show these to him. There's no way. Come on. We got it again. Maybe in the four.
Yeah, tell Hoover. You know what?
How about
tell him he's a jackass.
How about the 4 o'clock a.m. hour? Is that good for you?
I don't care. I just like to be on WGN TV.
I hear you.
I like to be on the radio. Mm-hmm. Who's your sports people on Sunday after the Bears play?
Oh, Hamp and OB.
Well, tell them. Dan knows me. OB, I love him.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are in the Sports Hall of Fame together, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Kev.
OB's, I love OB. I love how he throws furniture all over the place in Hampton.
He does.
I love that.
What does
Hampton and OB say? Are they saying pick a quarterback? Are they doing anything
no,
I'm saying?
They absolutely are, and I will tell you that when they order food, and they order tons of food in here when they're watching the game in the conference room, massive TV, I stay pretty clear away because you can hear them down the other side of the building for the most part. So they're getting hyped up. As much as they get hyped up on the air, they're getting hyped up here too. Kev, your project is Elevator Go-Go, elevatorgogo.com. And again, for more on Broken Mary, brokenmary.com. But you're going to be in Evergreen Park. What's the church again, Kev?
It is Saint Bernadette.
Bernadette.
At noon.
And of course, Jimmy's Pigskin Picks. And Jimmy, do you have a website for the casino?
Beaver Island, be careful, too, when you search Beaver on the Internet. But, it's BeaverIslandRollem.com.
You're an idiot.